Hi again, and welcome to Telesales and Prospecting Success. I'm Art Subcheck. You've probably heard this before. Why don't you go ahead and send me something on that? Well, that request many times sends sales reps scrambling for the literature racks every day and gets them to prepare proposals, send things out Federal Express, toss samples in envelopes, really send people scrambling all throughout the organization. But is this request a sign that the prospect is really interested and needs something visual, or is it a plain and simple blow-off? My personal rule is that people need to see something when the results of using the product or service is visual, and the product or service itself is rarely the result. For example, I remember when I was buying a laser printer. I needed to see the output of that printer. I really didn't care about the literature on the machine itself. Here are other reasons why people need literature or samples. Maybe the person is more visually oriented. Perhaps your contact has to sell other people on your idea, therefore they need visual and physical backup. Maybe your credibility needs to be established in their mind. For example, if it's truly a cold prospecting call, they want to be assured that you're a reputable company, unlike some of the scum-of-the-earth ripoff artists who use the phone. I remember I received a call from a guy who was pitching, and I mean pitching hard, the opportunity to invest in wireless cable television franchises. Well, I was more interested in his approach than his opportunity, so I asked him to send me something to see if he indeed was credible. Not that literature by itself would legitimize his operation in my mind, but the lack of it would, of course, disqualify him. By the way, despite promising me a prospectus and a video, not surprisingly, I didn't get anything from that guy. How about when it's a stall? Let's look at some instances where the literature request is likely a tactic to just get rid of you. Well, hi, this is Art again. I hope you liked what you've heard so far. That was just a sample of an actual podcast here at Telesales Success, and it's representative of what we'll be adding for you every 2 weeks. That's right. We're going to add a new one for you every 2 weeks, and I'll notify you by email when it's up. Well, of course, I'll notify you if you're a member of my Telesales Success Elite Inner Circle of Sales Professionals, and you can do that right now. And you can take advantage of all the other information that you're going to get access to. That's over $562 worth of material right now. And don't forget, you'll also have access to the Telesales Network, where you can network with other successful sales professionals just like yourself. So right now, what I'd like you to do is go back to telesalessuccess.com, scroll down, and sign up right now. I look forward to sharing more information with you when you become one of our elite members. See you there.